Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Officials at Columbia University complain that protesters broke windows and destroyed school property. But so what? College kids also do that when they win the Final Four. Also, your university, if you really don't want students to freak out, stop telling them the truth. That's my advice for school and relationships.
Well, not a problem there. That implies that they started telling them the truth. Therein lies the rub, as you can see. Plain for all to see. Happy Monday to you. And welcome back. In Chicago, Illinois yesterday, they had a Cinco de Mayo celebration. That's the 5th of May. Not to be confused with the 4th of May, also known as May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And the White House on Friday, which was not May the 4th, but May the 3rd, had Mark Hamill from the Star Wars movies in at the White House, 72 years old. Now, Mark Hamill, and I guess it's the White House. You'd think you could get Harrison Ford if you're going to do that, but they didn't, or they couldn't, or he wasn't interested or something. But yeah, it was, they had May the 4th Be With You event at the White House with Cringe hosting, you know, good old what's-his-name, and remarkable stuff. And then yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. You remember, what was it that Barack Obama called it Cinco de Cuatro, the fifth of the fourth, because he's racially insensitive, culturally insensitive, and it was okay because he's a Democrat.
Welcome, the Cinco de Cuatro. We are a day early, but we always like to get a head start here. At the Obama White House.
On wrecking stuff. And that was great. And they all it was probably on a Saturday, and they don't work weekends because they're Democrats and all of that. But Cuatro de Cinco, Cinco de Cuatro. And that's all fine. But in any case, yesterday, back to Chicago. Because yesterday in Chicago, they had a bit of a celebration for Cinco de Mayo. It is the number two drinking day in the United States now after St. Patrick's Day when it comes to beer consumption and all of that stuff. And people like margaritas because it's Cinco de Mayo, and that sounds very Spanish. I speak very, very fluent Spanish. And so the headline from Fox 32 in Chicago, Cinco de Mayo parade disrupted in Chicago due to gang violence, 25 arrested. They love their colons. Police. You know, you don't really, do you need a colon there? But never mind that. Cinco de Mayo parade that celebrates Mexican heritage in Chicago was disrupted Sunday due to gang violence. The long-running event was scheduled to start near Damon Avenue and Cermak Road at noon in the Little Village neighborhood. However, ShotSpotter, they have ShotSpotter. It's an acoustic sensor that recognizes the signature given out by gunshots. And ShotSpotter, and they put them up on, we got them all over Washington, D.C. too, because everybody's always shooting everybody here. We're like 98% Democrat, so naturally there's a lot of shooting going on because Democrats love shooting people, don't they? And Transgender Story Hour for the little kids. They love some pretty weird stuff, these guys. But ShotSpotter alerted the Chicago police gunfire was detected in the area, leading to the parade's cancellation. They canceled the parade. Oh, no. You know, you can't have fun for the whole family because Democrats are going to be shooting each other all over the place. And it turned out the Latin Kings and Satan's disciples. Satan's disciples. They must, the members of Satan's disciples, I wonder if they, the Democrats, gave them after-school Satan Club, or they just have after-school Satan's Disciples Club. It's it could be either way. I'm not entirely sure. But the Chicago Police Communications announced on their X, out of an abundance of caution, the Cinco de Mayo parade has been canceled to protect the safety of all in attendance, including families and the children. What about the children? This decision was made in agreement between Chicago Police Department's 10th District elected officials and parade organizers following gang violence in the area. At this time, multiple arrests have been made, including gun arrests. Chicago Police Department is currently clearing the parade route and asking all parade goers to return home safely. Got to return home safely because, you know, why would you not want to return home safely? Of course you want to return home safely. But you got the Latin Kings, you got the Satan's disciples. You know, they tell you what they're about, don't they? That's we're Satan's disciples. Really? Oh, what do you do? What do you think we do? Yes, sir. Chicago alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez said the parade was not canceled, but was instead relocated. Yeah, sure. Well, it was canceled, but never mind that. Because of the gunfire, because Democrats. One of the problems with Democrats is all the people they shoot. And their kids create and join gangs like Satan's Disciples and the Latin Kings. Latin Kings been around for a long, long time. Everybody knows the Latin Kings. But there it is. Canceled due to gang violence. What with all the shots fired, 25 people arrested. Didn't see anything about anybody being shot. Not a lot of good gun discipline among the gang members, you know. All right, let's get back to some audio actualities here. We played for you already the George Washington University professor, who is also a professor at Georgetown University, which is supposed to be a Catholic university. And he's also a professor at the American University, which is supposed to be an American university. And the radical extremist professor, Zain al-Amin, was there shouting at Congressman Byron Donalds, who's African-American, and Zain al-Amin, who's not an American at all, was shouting at Byron Donalds that he's an Uncle Tom and a race traitor. And what else did he call? He called him other things, too. All kinds of other...
Bastard.
Yeah, a bastard, called him a bastard. And called him all these names. And this guy, if I were president of the United States, ICE would be carrying this guy up. He's a short little fella. Pick him up and carry him away. His feet would never touch the ground before he hit the ground in whatever beephole country that he comes from, because this guy needs to be deported faster than, you know, Michael Moore starts stinking in the morning. He needs to be grabbed before lunch. Now, but that would require the Biden administration to be on our side, and they're not on our side, are they? But this man needs to be deported immediately from the United States. Instead, Democrats pay him to influence the next generation at Georgetown University, George Washington University, and the American University. And Zain al-Amin needs to be kicked out of the United States of America now. See what I'm saying?
How much is AIPAC paying you, you race traitor?
AIPAC.
Yeah. Uncle Tom?
How much is AIPAC paying you? You know, American, Israeli, and how dare you? This guy needs to go. He needs to be kicked out of the country. Now, when it comes to all of the mayhem going on in our campuses and across the country, it, as you might expect, was the topic of conversation on campus and on the Sunday morning talk shows also. Did we do number three? We didn't do number three, did we? Marco Rubio was on the television yesterday, and I want to share him with you coming up. But first, Byron Donalds was on the Fox News Channel. And after this radical extremist, terrorist-supporting college professor, Zain al-Amin, after he shouted these things at Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds was asked about it yesterday on the Fox News channel. And Byron Donalds, very smart, measured guy, regular guy, said this.
Listen, the students at George Washington, no matter what your stance is, they need to respect all of the other students at George Washington and every other university in our country. But what you are seeing is outside agitators, but then also radical professors who are the ones who are ginning up this hate, creating these encampments. You have students going along with this stuff, unfortunately. So university presidents have a responsibility to clean up their campuses and protect the civil rights of all students. That's what needs to occur, and in mayors and police departments and the district attorneys in these jurisdictions need to do the same to protect the civil rights of Jewish students and all students on these campuses.
Now, I went to the American University website to look up the professor who is shouting race traitor, AIPAC, how much is AIPAC paying you, Uncle Tom, and his little guy, Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds actually turned and took a step toward him. And then looked around and he saw he's like a little diminutive fella. So in any case, I looked up Zain Al-Amin. He's an instructor, according to the AU website, of critical race, gender, and culture studies. What are you going to do with a degree in that? Become a suicide bomber? Self-immolate at the Israeli embassy? This guy's a candidate for self-immolation. We should send him a Zippo lighter. Send him a Zippo and a gas can and a gift card for the Exxon station. Just $5 or something. We won't need a lot. Yeah, he's an adjunct instructor, according to the AU website. Critical race, gender, and culture studies. So he's a racist. And what he teaches is racism. That's his area. He's got a book called This Is How You Eat a Watermelon. This Is How You Eat a Watermelon is the name of his book. He's a racist. That's about being pro-Hamas and pro-jihad against Israel, brimming with both tenderness and boldness. This Is How to Eat a Watermelon. That's the guy. And I got to tell you, this guy is... He's Lebanese-born, and a lot of moderate, reasonable people come from Lebanon, but not this guy. Claims to be a poet and a writer, and he's a radical. He got his master's in poetry from the University of Maryland. And if he's not a citizen, he should be ejected from the country and deported before the sun goes down today. But the Democrat Party... They've joined the jihad, so that's what you got with them. Now let's get to some more audio here, because Marco Rubio was on the television yesterday, and he was asked about what's going on the college campuses and so on, because shouldn't the White House be doing something about this? Shouldn't Joe Biden be speaking up about this?
I think Joe Biden, he hasn't done it again because he's weak and he's feeble. But Joe Biden, very early on, should have said, as I asked him to do back in October, if you're in the streets of the United States, you're here as a visitor on a visa. Okay, you're not an American. You're here on a visa, and you're here to teach, or you're here to go to school, and you're out there chanting on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah and these terrorist groups, who, by the way, also hate America. We should revoke your visa. If you are here in this country as a visitor on a visa, and you are defacing statues in George Washington, ripping down American flags, putting up Palestinian flags, you should have your visa revoked and eliminated.
They have desecrated the statue of George Washington at George Washington University. Spray painting it, putting pro-Hamas stuff, wrapping George Washington in a Palestinian flag. Marco Rubio, not amused.
He should have been very clear about whose side we're on from the very beginning. But there's a bunch of Democratic donors, major Democratic donors, who are behind the groups that are funding all this. I saw the other day, I think it was in UCLA, there's thousands of dollars of plywood that they were using as barricades against the police. They're committing acts of violence, not just acts of anti-Semitism, acts of violence, of vandalism, threatening people.
They're violent political racist mobs that the Democrat Party has fielded, and the news media is just fine with that because they're not journalists. They're Democrats, and the Democrats aren't liberals. They're leftists. Hey, when you get sick, where do you go? Well, you go to the doctor, of course. Why wouldn't you do essentially the same thing with your taxes? And just because the tax deadline is in our rearview mirror now doesn't mean that your tax problems are over. Am I right? You've heard the horror stories. They seem to never end well with the IRS. Let me tell you about my friends at Legal Tax Defense. If you have unfiled back taxes or if you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, then the time is now to call the legal experts at Legal Tax Defense. At Legal Tax Defense, they have a team of tax attorneys and legal professionals. They're going to help guide you through the complicated tax code and your legal troubles. They are here to help you. With former IRS attorneys and expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is here to help resolve your federal and state tax problems. So call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467. For more than 10 years now, Legal Tax Defense has helped save taxpayers just like you millions and millions in back taxes owed. So call now to get qualified for your tax relief options. Call because it's confidential. Call because it's free. But call now. 800-472-0467. 800-472-0467. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Marco Rubio is right. Yeah, and more from him. I've got Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares for you today. I've got a lot of news and Democrat crazy for you today. We are at 888-630-9625.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, lots more audio to get to on this and other topics, but right now let's go back to the telephones. Talk to the nice people, Americans, and great people from all over the world that listen to our humble radio show. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Chicago, Illinois. Jeff, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today, sir?
Just great.
I love you. We love your show here in Chicago. So I just want to tell you a little bit about yesterday and the mayhem in Chicago. We've definitely become that. Forget the third world country. We're now a fourth world country because yesterday the gangs were on opposite sides of the street screaming and yelling at each other with the police in the middle. They were on one side of the curb on one side of the street, other side of the curb on the other side of the street, and they were gesturing hand signals, you know, telling each other how much they love each other.
Uh-huh.
And then you could hear the dispatcher telling them shots fired here, shots fired there. They were fighting all over the area around where the parade was supposed to go yesterday. That's why they canceled it, because the shot spotter was pulling shot after shot after shot. You could hear this dispatcher going, another shot fired here, officers, another shot fired there, shots being fired over there. It's ridiculous. I mean, these people went out for a good time yesterday. Their families were in danger. They all had to clear the streets, cancel the parade. But they were actually on, you know how Chicago is, right? The street, a curb on one side, curb on the other. There were lines of gang members on one side, lines of gang members on the other side, screaming at each other, throwing stuff at each other, and the police were down the middle. It looked like a Palestinian kind of,
Democrats are doing this to the Latin Kings and Satan's disciples. Sounds like you were listening to the police radio, right?
Actually, it was on the news here on WGN.
Oh, okay. Very good.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Ah, yes. Our Democrat Party is not a good political party. It's not an honest or truthful political party. It's not a pro-American political party. If you see a Democrat at, you know, at the hardware store or something, like Stroschneider is up the street buying an American flag, you probably see him buying some flammable death gel, too, because they're going to burn it. They're not going to fly it in front of their house. They're going to burn it. They'll fly Mexican flags and Hamas flags and any other flag, but not the American flag, because the Democrat Party has brainwashed generation after generation American into being anti-American Americans. Why? Why did they do that? I'm always asking Democrats to call in and explain themselves. They seem reluctant. They have never been called upon to explain themselves before. They're not sure what they'd say. Let's go to another phone call, Michael. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go to Mike calling from Prince George's County in Maryland. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. I'm doing great.
Hey, listen, as far as the protesters, those that are not U.S. citizens, send them back to their country of origin and put them on a no-fly list. I would also put the protesters that say, I am Hamas, register them as a terrorist, put them on a no-fly list so nobody can fly going forward. And as far as the NGOs are concerned, giving money to promote violence, I would just make the connection that the money's coming from them and have the government freeze their assets, just like we do with enemy countries, freeze all their assets so they can't fund this stuff.
Well, I agree with you completely. If you're in the country as a student and you are involved in these protests, foreigners visiting the United States do have First Amendment rights. And they have a right. The Bill of Rights protects foreigners inside of our borders as well. That said, these people are campaigning for a genocide on behalf of a radical Islamic terrorist army known as Hamas. And I agree that they should be ejected from the country. I've been talking about building a battery of catapults to toss them deep into the Atlantic Ocean and just get them the hell out of here. Send them back to wherever they're from. And this college professor that was yelling Uncle Tom at Congressman Byron Donalds, he should be ejected from the country if that is legally possible. If he's a U.S. citizen, then I think that he should probably, we should look at his citizenship and whether he could be stripped of his citizenship. We're in a time of war, all right? There is war going on in the Middle East, and one of our most important allies, Israel, is the target of a genocidal Islamist army that is dedicated to the extermination of the state of Israel. That is a genocidal crusade being carried out by radical Islamic extremist militants who are genocidal maniacs and blood-drenched mass murderers. And if you are advocating for them inside of our borders right now, there's something terribly wrong with you. And I know that you've been brainwashed and indoctrinated, but you're supposed to be able to think for yourself by the time you reach the age of majority as well. And I would like to see people who are 18 years old and older be held accountable as adults, as we always do when they're arrested for crimes. You know, we arrest 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds and try them as adults anytime they commit a crime. And these people need to be held responsible as adults. And if you're not a U.S. citizen and you came here and you're doing this, get the hell out and here's your plane ticket. Get on the, and we should have some stinking, you know, rotten, like Pakistan's worst airline to come in and take them out of here too, because we shouldn't be putting them on nice planes. And then, Mike, you mentioned the funding behind all of this. And this is kind of important too, because these Democrat Party donors like George Soros are very much behind funding these groups that have been. Now, here's a story in the Wall Street Journal. Activist groups trained students for months before campus protests. And these groups, and you got these, white women wearing their the Palestinian headdresses and so on. So these left-wing groups and veteran demonstrators, professional agitators and demonstrators, provided guidance and support before the rise of the pro-Palestinian encampments. And the Wall Street Journal says the recent wave of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses came on suddenly and shocked people across the nation. But the political tactics underlying some of the demonstrations were the result of months of training, planning, and encouragement by longtime activists and left-wing groups at Columbia University in recent weeks and months before police took down the encampments on the New York City campus, removed the demonstrators, and so on. They're getting professional training from professional leftist groups, and these professional leftist groups are being funded by George Soros and his many organizations. He's a multi-billionaire, and he funds these anti-American radical. Now, I was saying, Mike, 2 weeks ago that George Soros should be charged with federal crimes. He's involved in a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. He's involved in a conspiracy. He's funding these organizations that from coast to coast are using the same tactics, singing the same songs, chanting the same chants, wearing the same headdresses, and they're anti-Western civilization. We are effectively in a state of war. It is a different kind of war. During the Cold War, we were in a state of war as well. This is a 21st century iteration, a variation of the Cold War and the war on radical Islam, which the Democrat Party has joined, not on the side of civilization, but honestly, this is a war for civilization. This is a war about saving civilization. Israel represents civilization in the Middle East, the only legitimate democracy in the Middle East, the only legitimate elections in the Middle East. And the Democrat Party is out there calling for the extermination of the state of Israel from the river to the sea and beyond. They are not on our side. Now, they're eating away at the United States from the inside, which is the only way you can take us down because we dominate in every imaginable way. Otherwise, economically, militarily, our intelligence apparatus, which has been corrupted by the Democrat Party. See the felonious 51 in their crooked letter about all the earmarks of Russian misinformation, disinformation on the Hunter Biden laptop story. We're living in a very corrupt country right now because the left has taken over so much of our government and our media and so on. But honestly, the funding for all of these efforts, and finally Politico of all organizations published a piece on this explaining that the protesters, the headline is pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source. I'm not surprised by it. Biden's biggest donors. That's the headline. And Politico. It's not, but this is Shia Kepos wrote the story for the left-wing Politico. And Shia, like Shia Muslim, Shia Kepos, President Biden has been dogged for months by pro-Palestinian protesters, calling him Genocide Joe. But some of the groups behind the demonstrations receive financial backing from philanthropists. As you're going to call them, already spinning it for him in the first sentence. Thanks, Shia. Pushing hard for his re-election. Philanthropists who out of one pocket, they're funding Joe Biden's campaign and Democrats everywhere. And out of their other pocket, and out of the other side of their mouth, they're funding these radical, genocidal, Jew-hating anti-Semites and their allies. You know, they love that LGBTQIAA. One of those A's is allies. The other one I can't say on the radio, but that's another thing. So donors include some of the biggest names in Democrat circles: Soros, Rockefeller, and Pritzker. Now, the Pritzker family is, of course, Governor Corpulent J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, and who will invariably end up in prison. Most Illinois governors do. It's a proud tradition of the Democrat Party in Illinois. One term in the state house and then one term in the big house, because that's how it goes. So Politico conducted an analysis, and they found out what I told you about last week Mark Levin was way ahead of everybody on this. The Rockefeller family set up with lots of money these organizations, and then left-wing outlets take them over. Left-wing activists take them over. They target these organizations with lots of money so that they can corruptly apply the it's the capitalist will sell you the rope with which to hang them, right, Mike? And I know I'm going off on you a little bit, Mike, but you're right about the non-U.S. citizens, and we have George Soros should be charged with crimes. There are definitely RICO statute violations here. There are definitely conspiracy issues here. Look at the things they've charged Donald Trump with, the absurd things they've charged Donald Trump with. Speaking of which, the idiot judge in New York has fined Donald Trump another $1,000 and again threatening him with prison, threatening him with jail because Deutschland über alles is their new theme song. Honestly, just extraordinary stuff. And these NGOs, you're right, Michael, these NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, now everything's an abbreviation because we're the Soviet Union, but these NGOs need to be called out for funding these organizations, and they should not obviously get any taxpayer money, which they invariably do because our tax dollars fund absolutely everything. But we should put people on a no-fly list if you're advocating for Hamas. It is a radical Islamic terrorist organization. And if you are not a U.S. citizen and you're out there protesting, you should be kicked out of this country so fast it would make your kufi spin. It's one of those Muslim candy dish hats that that Muslim men wear. But never mind that. Two of the organizations supporting the protests at Columbia University and on other campuses are Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now. Both are supported by the Tides Foundation, which is seeded by Democrat mega donor George Soros and was previously supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It turns these organizations then support numerous small nonprofits that work for social change. Not all social change is good, you know, Mike. Germany in the 1930s, there was a great deal of social change. It led to World War II and the Holocaust. Not all social change is good. In communist China, well, before it was communist China, 1948, there was social change taking place. In 1949, the Maoists took over, and then they murdered tens of millions of their own people in the name of social change. So, Michael, I'm sorry to go on and on here, but honestly, the you know, the amazing stuff. Hey, Mike dropped off here. I was going on, and Mike dropped off. He's got other things to do. He's got stuff to do. But you're right, Michael. We need to, and honestly, you know that a majority of people in polls, like Gallup polls or whoever it was, favor mass deportations, which is what President Trump is promising. And now a majority of Americans, including Democrats, say mass deportations? Hell yeah. Let's get it going. First of all, let's take control of our own border. That might be nice. Just a thought. Man. All right. As I said, we had one more Marco Rubio, right? We had one more Marco Rubio that I didn't get to, Senator Marco Rubio, yesterday on the Fox News channel, talking about Joe Biden's... You know, they love to say President Trump was the president of chaos. To the extent that the 4 years of President Trump being in the White House were chaotic, it was all because of the Democrats. The Democrats created the chaos. The Democrats were burning our cities because of George Floyd. The Democrats and Hillary Clinton ginned up that fake dossier with all those criminals involved in faking the country and lying. And the news media collaborated. They participated willingly in the big lie that was the Hillary Clinton fake opposition research, Russian collusion. You guys created the chaos. You guys created the atmosphere of riots and violence, political street mobs. Marco Rubio yesterday talking about what we're seeing in America today, a lot like Germany in the 1930s.
I saw another video of a Jewish student who had to get police, had to basically shame the police into escorting him so that he could go into an area of the university where he had every right to be because of these zombies, these anti-Semitic left-wing nutcases that the president should have been very firm about. And that's why everything in America is in chaos, from our border to our campuses, total chaos, because we have a weak and we have a feeble president who cannot communicate and refuses to take a strong line on this because he's afraid of people voting against him in November who support these crazy ideas.
Again, it's like the Russian playbook that Victoria Nuland in the Democrat State Department told us about. They accuse you of being guilty of whatever it is that they're doing. They are the party of chaos. They are the party of looting, of riots, of carjackings, of shootings at Cinco de Mayo parades. They're the party of open borders, of gangs ruling the roost in New York, Venezuelan gangs ruling the roost in New York. They're the party of chaos. So naturally, they try to paint Trump as an agent of chaos, because they know that they embody chaos. Hey, here's a sobering headline. New estimates report that more than 1 million babies were killed by abortion in 2023. That's the highest number of abortions since 2012. Oh, I thought it was going to stop because Roe was overturned. Now, we've got to fight back against this evil. This is the Democrats, too. When they shout abortion, we shout life. How do we do that? Well, we do that by joining hands with Preborn. Preborn is one of the largest organizations in the country that sponsors ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. When a mother is considering abortion, sees her baby on an ultrasound, hears the heartbeat, sees the little fella struggling around in there, it could double the baby's chances at life, living a long and happy life. Imagine that. Every day, Preborn helps rescue 200 unborn baby lives, which is truly miraculous. But by the time I finish this ad, two unborn babies will have been taken by this tragedy. $28 could be the difference between life and death. Please join the fight by sponsoring 1, 2, 3, or even 200 ultrasounds. All these gifts are tax deductible, of course. To donate, dial #250 and say the word baby. Say the keyword baby. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250. The word is baby. Or visit preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant. Pretty good. Save a life today. Defeat a Democrat. Amazing stuff. All right, so much more to get to. Today I have the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jason Miara, is coming up. He quoted me yesterday, too. I don't think he knew it, but he quoted me yesterday. I've got Elise Stefanik. Got a lot of Democrat stuff. Joe Biden, politics, polls, Donald Trump, that crooked judge in New York, finding him again. I'll share the update with you. And we are at 888-630-9625.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
So George Soros and the Tides Foundation, and Bill and Melinda Gates used to fund these people, but apparently don't anymore. Also, the left-wing Politico says, as we've known here, and I love the headline at the Politico, pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by surprising sources. It's only surprising to you that David Rockefeller Jr. and Nick Pritzker and Susan Pritzker, who all inherited their money, David Rockefeller Jr., of course, and Nick Pritzker, the Hyatt Hotel empire, they all inherited their money. They didn't earn their money. And they give it away to left-wingers, so they get Lucite blocks and they get invited to black tie dinners.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.